Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio and in Waukesha on the Shaw. There's another election. There are many of them coming up in 2022, but after governor and Senate, nothing more important than Secretary of State. Why do I say that? I was very glad to see that Doug LaFollette, my friend Doug LaFollette, announced that he will run for Secretary of State again. He's been Secretary for about 40 years. He's a very good guy. They stripped him of virtually all his duties. The Republicans don't want him to have any power. What's going to happen is they have put up a right winger against him, a woman, and she is just servile on Trump, servile on the elections, the Trump's idea of the election fraud. And here's the problem. If a Republican gets in, this legislature will restore duties to the Secretary of State to count the votes and supervise the elections. And then their apparatchik, their Republican right winger, will do what they want. And then they'll say, oh, we didn't do it. It was the Secretary of State. It's imperative that LaFollette get reelected. Imperative. Last time we had an identity politics type out of Madison run against him. So kind of a squad type. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the Islamo left attacking mainstream Democrats on identity and that sort of thing. That's got to stop. LaFollette is our guy. I do not want to see anybody from the far left of the Democratic Party running against him. He was seen as a left-oriented Democrat to begin with. So knock it off. Get behind LaFollette, Doug LaFollette, my friend, very good Secretary of State. He hasn't had much to do because they stripped him of powers and gave a lot to the Wisconsin Election Commission when they realized they couldn't control him. Yeah, he's elderly. He's 81 years old. So what? He's in good health. Skinny as a rail. He's terrific. He'll be fine. Keep the Republicans from putting in a right-wing apparatchik who will count the votes, and she'll count them the way Trump wants them counted. This is very important. Right now, there is a surge around the country in fundraising in races for U.S. election oversight, Secretary of State. There are 10 Republicans in 5 battleground states mouth the pro-Trump lies. Trump has endorsed 3 of them in Arizona, Michigan, and Florida. This is a subterranean battle. Everybody goes, oh, governor, senator. Yeah, okay, governor, senator. These people will end up counting the votes or overseeing the people who count the votes. Stalin said, biggest mass murder, one of them in history, doesn't matter who people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Doug LaFollette has got to get reelected in this state. And all these characters that Trump endorsed around the country have got to lose. Fundraising is surging. The game is afoot, Watson. The game is afoot. And I don't want to see anybody running against Doug LaFollette in the primary. He's a very good guy. We need to keep him in there. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Great topic, Matt, and what you're talking about. Boy, I could listen to you for hours. But here's what I'd like to stress. On the news lately, we're hearing nothing about Fauci and how they're trying to roast him. Here's my point for today. Fauci is there to help us get through the COVID virus and all viruses associated with it. Those people that choose to defame him and make fun of him, stay out of our hospitals. You're filling them up. Every time you get COVID, we end up having to put up with your nonsense because our loved ones who are scheduled for surgery can't even get in because you guys are clogging the hospital. You know, that whole group always drinks downstream from the herd. They just keep munching on this crap that they're selling. And I can't believe Democrats are so spineless to get in their face. Case in point, Gableman, Boss, they appoint themselves to do anything they have no authority to do. They take offices when they're supposed to leave. We've got to get in their face today, not tomorrow. Because if we don't get in our face today, then just kiss that whole Constitution goodbye. It's pointless. Thanks for the...
Yeah, very good stuff, Bill, as always. Yeah, and you raised a mouthful of stuff, and let me just hit it. First of all, you're right, and, you know, Fred Prent is still on the DNR, and his term expired May 1, and he is still setting up illegal wolf hunts and making sure that there'll be forever chemicals in our drinking water. What, nobody cares about that? His term ended May 1. His term ended May 1. Lame duck. Evers beat Walker. Walker signed laws that says now Voss will be the governor, not Evers. And Voss will be the attorney general, not Call. Doesn't matter. And that snuck through. That didn't sneak through in North Carolina. Did not sneak through in North Carolina. And Fauci, the poor guy, he's there. Fauci is the least threatening, decent guy I've ever seen. He has death threats. He has security. He's at that hearing with Rand Paul. And he says, you're kindling the crazies against me. I have death threats. My children have threats. They arrest a guy in Iowa with an AR-15 and magazines. They asked him, he was speeding, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Washington, D.C. to kill Dr. Fauci. They search his car. He has an AR-15 with magazines in it. The Republican Party is fomenting violence. They think that appeals to their base. This has all got to stop. The Democrats have got to be a lot more aggressive. Bill, thanks for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Yeah, that's exactly my sentiment. Good morning. First of all, the Democrats have to get more aggressive. What Voss is doing is, I never thought it could happen in this state. I really didn't. Not in the state of Wisconsin, anyway. And it has. The other thing about Fauci, he said yesterday that basically Senator Randy Paul, what's his name, Ron Paul there, was raising money off of this. If you went to Rand Paul's website and punched it up about Fauci, it said donate $5, $10, or whatever you can. Now that, does it get any lower than that?
Right, yeah, no, he did. And it, what people have got to understand is that much of this rhetoric is simply to raise money, and they don't follow through. For instance, Trump raised close to $1 billion in the Republican Party, stopped the steal. They didn't use any of it to overturn the election. In states like this, where they hire Gableman and then they hire data consultants and staff, that's a taxpayer expense. That's a taxpayer expense. The money they raised to stop the steal is simply to go into Republican coffers for Senate and governor races. It has nothing to do with stopping the steal. First of all, there was no steal. Secondly, the crowd that they gin up to pretend there was a problem, and they send Bigfoot around the state. They send Gableman at 11 grand a month and tell him at your expense, by the way, taxpayer expense, and he can extend his tenure as long as he wants. And Voss doesn't even read the invoices that are submitted. His staff costs $20,500 a month. His gorillas, they're going around the state trying to intimidate clerks. Over the last election, they claim it's for the next election. We don't want that intimidated either. The election people in the state are scrupulously honest. They're scrupulously honest. They're volunteers, most of them, elderly men and women, and they are scrupulously honest. Why should we taxpayers be paying to intimidate them? This is Wisconsin. This is Wisconsin. This is not Asia. This is not Africa. This is not a jihadist country, a communist country, an organized crime country. I'm tired of this. The Democrats have to stand up and fight back. Paul, thanks a lot for calling in. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great callers as always. Some great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian. Then you have, of course, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram. Great evening programming, great weekend programming, highlighted by Pizza Box Mike, noon on Saturdays. Pizza Box Mike, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.